Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Why don't you grow up? You're not a child anymore. Scores of adults never cut the apron strings, never emotionally grow up. They lean on mother, their wife, a husband. They buy expensive toys which become security blankets. The difference between some men and their toys is merely the price of their toys. When I was a child, wrote Paul to the Corinthians, I talked like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. Only by doing that can a person ever grow to emotional maturity. And failure to do that cripples you forever, so much so that often you become almost impossible to live with, selfish, irresponsible, and a pain. Have you observed two children playing who just couldn't get along? The first thing you know, one of them threatens, "Okay, I'll just take my toys and go home." As adults, we do that when we threaten to walk out on a marriage rather than face the issues. Learn to communicate and to resolve conflict. Quitting is always easier than facing our childishness. Needed, the courage to allow the persistence of love to win. Having talked about love's persistence and strength, the Apostle Paul says that love is a mystery which we will never fully understand until we cross the threshold separating us from the very face of Him who is love, that is God. Paul said, "Now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know fully just as I also have been fully known." There are many things in life that are a real mystery to me. And the older I grow, the less I try to understand them because I just can't. And I become more willing to put them in the hands of a loving God who sees the whole of life from a different perspective than I do. I can't understand the suffering of an innocent child. Say a baby whose tender body is racked with fever or a child whose tiny limbs are twisted by disease and suffering. It's hard for me to understand the loss of a loved one, especially when death cuts short the life of a young person who's just beginning to taste the elixir of life. It's hard to understand at times why the godless prosper, and the person who strives to live by the book can barely eke out a living. But the greatest mystery of all is why a person will choose to remain selfish, alone, and loveless, when he can reach out to God and find His love which can fill that heart. Nobody is born with love in his heart. It's learned. And the longer we wait to let God's love fill our hearts, the more difficult it becomes for us to be willing to let Him love through us. Your capacity really to love may have been damaged by something that happened to you, possibly years ago. But the great physician can perform plastic surgery of the heart. He can erase the scar tissue of unpleasant memories and bring the touch of love into your loveless, hard life. The psychiatrist Erich Fromm said, "The deepest need of man is to overcome his separateness, to leave the prison of his aloneness. The full answer to the problem of existence lies in truth and mature love." And now, concluded Paul, these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your ability to love? Let God fill your heart with His love and let it overflow and touch others.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.